Hello.
Good evening. How's everybody doing? It's time to wind down with Coach MJ, where we talk about wine, we talk about gummies, we talk about all of those things. That is what we are here for the next hour. You can raise your hand to be coached. It is open coaching for anyone who wants to work on their relationship with alcohol. This is not a call. If you have a problem with alcohol, you need to seek professional help. But if you are like I was and you just did not like the way that you were drinking and you wanted to make a change, this is the place for you. Or, if you notice that you take gummies or whatever and then you overeat and you're trying to develop the relationship you want with that, this is the call for you. So while we get everybody a minute to get on, a couple of reminders, always. No BS, becoming the queen of your life camp. Virtual tickets are still available for sale. Diet detox is still available. Swag is shipping though for becoming the queen of your life. Go check it out. Go check it out on nobswoman.com. Prices go up $20 on September the 1st. So, does anybody want coaching? We are going to talk about alcohol. We're going to talk about eating, all of the things. So, raise your hand if you want coaching. I'm glad you're here too, Leah. If you have questions for me, just make sure that you post them in the Q&A so I make sure that I see them and make sure that your chat is set to everyone so that everybody can see what you're saying. Make sure that you do that. So, okay. Raise your hands for coaching. That's what we're here for, is to talk about alcohol. So a lot of times I always like to say it's a little bit different because we know that when we drink or take a gummy or whatever it is, it lowers our higher functioning brain, right? So we just get into habit eating. We get more into fuck it eating. We do all of those sorts of things because the version of us who has got goals, who is wanting to achieve weight loss, who is wanting to follow her plan, she gets a little fuzzy after a few drinks. And it is a lot more difficult to reason with yourself and have an actual back and forth conversation with yourself after you have had a couple of drinks. So, or a gummy, whichever one it is. And so when we, your thoughts, we know in no BS. You have a thought, then you have a feeling about that thought, and then you do something based on the thought that you have. So we write about like the, if I want to eat, I'm going to think this thought. Your goals are really important. You're going to go to bed proud. It's going to feel so good. It may be uncomfortable now, but it's going to feel amazing whenever I wake up in the morning and I know that I followed my plan. But sometimes those amazing thoughts that we have, once we start to drink, don't necessarily bump up to the front of our mind. They just don't. So a lot of times when you're wanting to change your relationship with alcohol, you want to make sure and set up some external triggers to remind yourself of what you want to think. How do you want to behave in that moment? What do you want to do in that moment? If you know that you always go to that one spot in the pantry where the chips live, move them. Move them so they're not as easy to find. Put them behind some stuff. Set a barrier, put a barrier in place so that it gives your brain a second to catch up to the person you want to be. That is how I think drinking a lot of times is a tiny bit different. We do need external triggers and weight loss, especially if you know that you're habit eating. If you just like, well, I went in there and the next thing I know, the whole sleeve of Oreos was gone. So, maybe that looks like portioning it out. So there are so many times that you do want to have an external trigger. And I think, especially for drinking, it is very important to set yourself up for success ahead of time. It's also important If you're going to go to a party and you're going to be drinking at a party, or you know that you have that one friend that always keeps your glass full and all of that other kind of stuff, you're going to want to come up with strategies before you even leave home. Maybe you want to practice what you're going to say. This is for weight loss too, y'all. Don't you want a little bit more? Alcohol and food included. Come on, just have a, you know, a little bit more. You know, just go ahead and finish this off. It's not that big a deal. What are you going to say in those moments? Go ahead and practice those conversations. Have something ready that you can just pull out of your pocket. It's already practiced. You already, nobody's going to catch you off guard. The people in your life, 9 times out of 10, you know them. You know what they're going to say. You know they're going to offer you seconds. You know they're going to offer you another glass of wine. You know they're going to say, oh, come on, live a little. It's fine. It's the weekend. Nobody's on a diet. Weekend calories don't count. Weekend drinks don't count. You know what they're going to say. So let's go ahead and decide ahead of time what we're going to say in that moment when somebody confronts us. I was always the drinker in my group, and so I did take a break from drinking for a short while. I don't know, probably about 4 months. I had just leveled up my drinking. Then I decided to take a break. And then people were like, are you okay? Do you have a problem? Why aren't you drinking? You always drink. And so for me, it was important to practice those conversations ahead of time. I'm driving tonight. Just don't feel like it. Girl, I already drank. I drank last night. They don't know if I drank or not. Tell them whatever you want to tell them. My goal was just for them not to keep asking me questions. And so if you're going to go out and you're going to be with your friends and all that sort of stuff, make sure that you go ahead and practice those conversations ahead of time with food and with alcohol. I mean, we talk about alcohol on this call because you do need to set up your environment. You do need, a lot of times it's the same as like, I think with drinking, especially like, I'm drinking every night and now I only want to drink on the weekend. So therefore I'm going to cut out drinking 5 nights a week. That's not how level ups work in food. And that's not how level ups work with alcohol. That is not how change is created. That is how we force ourselves into doing something that never sticks. And so you want to work on those level ups with weight loss and with wine. But we want to go from one thing to the next. And that's why we're here today, is to talk about what is your current relationship with alcohol? What do you want it to be? And then what steps along the way are going to get you where you need to be, where you want to be? Because it's not going to happen overnight. Just not like we're not going to solve our grab assing problem overnight. We're probably not going to solve our wine problem overnight. The other thing I want to talk to you about is if you know, especially with alcohol, I know for me, like, you know, at about 3 drinks after, by the time I pick up that 4th glass of wine, my conversational skills with myself are gone. They're just gone. I don't speak as well to myself. My what goals? Bitch got goals. Who's the bitch? Not me. I ain't got no goals. My goal is to have a good time. That's where I am on glass number 4. So I typically don't plan more than 3. It's not worth it to me. For some of you, it's 1. You know that after 1 drink, you do not make great decisions around food. So then my question is, I wanted you to ask yourself, if that's you and you're always planning 3 or 4 drinks, why? If you know that you've got goals, why are you planning extra drinks? That's always a good question. I'm going to be hard pressed to there's not really any instance that I don't want to have my reasoning brain online. Susan said she's going to a winery in a couple weeks. How do I plan for that? So usually the tastings at a winery are teeny, teeny, tiny. And you probably know some of the wines that you just don't like. I don't like a sweet wine. You're never going to give me a sweet wine that I like. So if I'm going to a winery, I'm not even going to taste those because No, I don't want them. I'm not gonna like them. I never will like them. Not a huge Chardonnay fan. Probably not gonna be tasting the Chardonnay. So first be, very secure in what are you gonna taste and what are you not gonna taste. And then take a little tiny sample. You could even spit it out. I see somebody on this call that actually owns a winery, Anna. Can't you just spit it out? But be very, picky about what you're gonna taste. And then only have a certain amount of full glasses during the day. Or if you want to taste everything, it's like, I'm not gonna have any full glasses today. I'm just gonna taste. That is a good way to do it. Yeah, because if I don't like sweet wine today, I am not wasting a sip on wine on sweet wine. A lot of you do like the Moscato. I am not a fan. I don't like it sweet. Not a fan of the sweet. Okay. Nobody wants to change their relationship with alcohol today and get coaching. Because this will be a very short call if nobody raises their hand. We can be done early. We can be done early. Yeah. Has everybody on here that wants to change their relationship with alcohol? In the bonus courses, we do have a drinking course that you can take. We brought in Angela Masenik, who is she runs a group called Stop Over Drinking and Start Living. I always say start over drinking and stop living, but that is indeed not what it is. I always say it backwards. So I always have to stop myself. Which is terrible. She does have a podcast that you can listen to. She is an OBS woman. And we also have a drinking subgroup in Facebook. So if you're in Facebook and you want to work on your relationship with alcohol, that's also a good place. Like, even if you wanted to work on your relationship with alcohol, you could go in there and be like, hey, I drink every night during the week and I only want to work on the drink on the weekends. Anybody else have that same goal? Do you want to be accountability partners for 30 days or 60 days and get that accountability going around your alcohol? You could have an accountability group for overeating, for weight loss, but you can also have another one that you're like, okay, I'm just going to check in once a week with my drinking plan for the week or twice a week. I'm going to make my plan on Monday for during the week, and then I'm going to make my plan on Thursday for the weekend. I'm going to check in. And I'll also let you know if I followed it or not. That's a great way to get accountability and build accountability around your relationship with wine and alcohol. Any other questions about wine, gummies, mindful drinking for weight loss? What's it called? If you go on the website under community, Facebook, you'll see it on there. I think the course is Mindful Drinking for Weight Loss. What's the hell the name of that? Who knows the name of the subgroup? Why can't it's left my brain all of a sudden? Let me see. It is called, I'll tell you. Join the Facebook group. Who loves this new Mindful Drinking? And the course is called Mindful Drinking for Weight Loss. Who loves the new website? I love that thing. I'm working on it. Angela has raised her hand. I will promote you to panelists, Angela. Let's see. We have a taker. So excited. It is fabulous. And it's only going to get better. We met today about what's coming next. Y'all are going to be so excited.
Oh, I'm so shy. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Well, thank you already. I think you've answered some of my questions on Ask Coaches, so I appreciate you just being there for us, especially with your big rollout.
Good. Thank you.
And I've been trying to get to the bottom of or get to some more balance on drinking. And of course, this Saturday, it's like three events on one day.
Okay.
It is Mrs. Roper's day out brunches down on the street where everybody dresses up. There's my red hair right there.
Oh my God.
Right? So like all the mimosas.
Yes.
Then I have book club, which is basically wine club.
Yes.
And then later that night is the last night of my friend's salsa dancing classes at
Okay.
the club. Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to have fun at all these. And I'm just like, I should probably go in with a plan.
Yeah, probably so.
All right.
What do you think is going to be fun about it? Like, first, let's talk about what is fun.
Right. Yeah, the getting dressed up is fun. The getting together with all your different friends is fun. The going to different locations is fun. Meeting other people is fun. The dancing is fun.
Drinking. Does it
Yeah.
help the fun? Does it add to the fun? Does it detract from the fun? Like, what is it? Tell me where, because in all the fun you just listed, alcohol is not there.
Right? Yeah, if I feel like I can be a little bit silly or a little bit less self-conscious, especially at the dancing part, I think it'll be a little more fun.
So the alcohol will make it more fun at the dancing one.
Yeah, I feel like I'll be a little less unconscious or a little less self-conscious.
Okay, so you know that you do want to include drinks then at the salsa.
Yeah.
100%. How many drinks are you going to have at the salsa?
I think I definitely want one to begin with. I'll definitely be hot, so I'll probably want water, also. And I'm not sure if I'll want one more. And I don't know if I'm driving there or carpooling, so maybe a second drink for that. That would be my most responsible answer.
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna shut my door. My husband decided now was that it's hot in this room. If I leave it open, but I'm gonna so we can be alone. I'm pretty
Nah,
good.
I had to kick mine out. I was like, get your stuff and go. You said you were leaving like 10 minutes ago. Go.
He used to own a gas station and he didn't come home till 8 or 9 at night. So this coming home at 6 o'clock in the evening, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing home, man? Okay, so you've got at the salsa. You've got two drinks with water in between. Okay.
And I've done that before and I felt all right with it. So I practice.
Oh, well, then that's perfect. Then that's an easy peasy one. Now let's back it up. Book
Okay.
club.
Book club. Sometimes those ladies get spicy and it's at my house, so I don't have to drive home or anything. And sometimes they rub me the wrong way.
Okay.
We have had some arguments.
Okay.
But it is at my house. So even if I make a bunch of blended drinks, I could make some with alcohol and some without, and maybe do a little switcheroo.
So you want to alternate mocktails and cocktails.
Think so. If I can make it fun enough, you know? Because I'm not a sweet girl either, so it'd be interesting to get some sort of, I don't know, some frozen iced tea or something like that in the blender with some lemons or something.
Okay. That could be good. And
Yeah,
then
because
what about mimosas in the morning? How many of those?
oh,
You know
I
they're
don't know.
bottomless.
Yeah, right? That's rough for me. I am a free girl, you know? I don't know, and it's hard because that crew is probably going to be like pretty silly and fun, so I don't know if it'll be like, mine. Why not just get a bottle of champagne, you know?
You can get a bottle of champagne. You can even pay for your part of it.
Yeah.
What happens if you do that and then you don't drink at all? I did not just speak a foreign language, Angela. That was actually,
You did. You did. You did. You just leave
I
it.
did. I spoke English. It was actually in English.
Oh, you get all sweaty. Oh, that's what's happening. That's what's happening now. I'm getting sweaty.
Why do you think you're getting sweaty?
I don't like that idea.
Why?
I wonder if it's like, I definitely do want to keep up with all the other, girls who can drink more, or
Why do you want to keep up with them drink for drink?
right? I think because I don't know, sometimes I really feel like I deny myself a lot of things. And so once I start, that fourth drink, you really don't care anymore. And you're like, all right, the world is mine and I'm gonna do it all.
Like, what all do you deny yourself?
I have a lot of food allergies, so I have to stay away from a lot of foods, and that's really
Here
weird.
you go. No, you don't, Angela.
What?
You could be sick as a dog. You could eat it and be sick and shit your pants. That's a choice. You made it, but that's the thing. You're not like depriving yourself. You
I
don't
would like to
have
get
to
better.
follow this diet. You're like, girl, I would feel like crap. And I don't like feeling like crap. So I have decided it's very important for me not to include these foods.
Yeah. The thought is, I'm giving myself a better life. I'm giving myself a better life without these foods.
Is that what you say to yourself whenever you?
Well, it just started. In the beginning, I think I did, but it's been about 5 years.
What, just 5 years it just started?
Well, I definitely just been saying to myself, it's really hard not to eat those foods.
But it's really not, because what would happen if you did eat them?
I get really sick, or
Yeah, so it's really not that hard not to eat them.
it's really hard.
Why? It's what you're telling yourself. I can't have those. You could also be thinking, I am so glad I figured out what was making me so fucking sick so I can stay away from it. Thank God.
Right, but it's a long list, so it is just like at the at
But
what's
let's
happening?
think, how many things are on your list
About 15.
that you can't eat?
Yeah, and
I
about
bet there are 50 million food choices. And you've got 15 you can't have. So is it really that long?
I mean, when you're going out to breakfast and you can't eat the eggs and the wheat and the oats, it's kind of rough. It's kind of rough. So I am very happy to be like, okay, yes, I want bacon and potatoes and I'm doing a great job there. But,
But here's the thing that you gotta watch how you're talking about this, Angela. When you can't have the oats and you can't have the wheat and you can have eggs with toast over oatmeal. But then how are you going to feel?
I'm gonna be really sick.
So you can have it.
I guess, yeah.
But you have prioritized feeling well over having those things, which is a far cry from I can't have them. I mean, because whenever you say, like, I can't have eggs and wheat and oats, how does that feel? Like, in your body, how does that feel?
It feels terrible.
What if you think, I could eat all those things, but I want to feel good instead? So I have decided today ain't the day to eat those things.
I think I could try that. I think I could try that.
But how does it feel? Just in think, like, say that. Like, you hear me say that.
I could eat those things, but I don't want to feel bad. It does lighten it up.
It lightens it up a little bit, at least. I mean, it gives you a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah.
Because if you spend your whole life with this list of 15 things you cannot eat, and you tell yourself it is so hard, I can't eat those things, I can't eat like everybody else does, this is terrible, it's so unfair. Then whenever everybody's pulling out mimosas, it's like, well, that's one thing I can do. Thank God.
That's what it feels like. Yeah,
Yes.
exactly.
But it's not about the alcohol. It is everything else.
All the
If you
thoughts.
spend your whole life telling yourself how pitiful you are and how deprived you are and how it's so unfair and you can't have these things and da da da, then somebody's gonna put a glass of wine in front of you and you're like, finally, something I don't have to say no to.
Yeah, like how great is it that I have three events with like a bunch of different ladies who want to go out? Like, and I'm not celebrating all that. I'm just a little worried about the, amount of things I'm going to consume.
But that's the thing, though. I mean, I don't even think going out. I mean, yes, you want to have a plan around drinking and you want to have a whatever. But imagine if you went out to the Miss Roper thing, which of all three things, that's the one I would want to go to. You go there and you're like, you spend the rest of this week saying, I am so thankful. When I was feeling bad, I went to the doctor to find out what's wrong with me. And I am so glad I have this list of foods that help me feel healthy, help me feel strong, help me feel alert. And if I just don't include these things, I can feel amazing. And I love that about me, that I prioritize that every time.
And if I choose to eat those things, I may only get to go to one event because I will be sick the rest of the time. So
Right. But when
I'm
you say you
eating.
can't have them, you can always have them. They're always available to you. But you make a decision in the moment. Imagine if that was the conversation about your food. I am, and instead of looking at everything you can't have on the menu or that would make you feel bad on the menu, be like, they still got a lot of stuff I can eat and still feel amazing. This is awesome.
It's usually I'm very excited if there's one thing I can eat. Like, I'm thrilled when I don't have to just get sides.
And I mean, even if you do need to get sides, it's like, I'm so glad they have at least something on here. I'm going to get to my enough. I'm going to get to enjoy the company that I'm with, and I'm not going to feel bad later. Win, 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 win.
Yes. Okay. I think if I spend some time maybe writing it out, practicing that, it'll feel stronger.
And it's that thing that you're gonna have to go catch yourself. So that looks good, but I can't have it. Girl, no, I can't have it. It's gonna be wrangling your brain, hearing all of those little thoughts. Well, you can't have this. Well, you can't have that. Everybody else gets to, but you can't be like, girl, I can have it all. And I can feel like crap. Or I can decide not to have it all and not feel like crap.
Right. Okay. So there's the big plate of something everybody's sharing at the table. And I'm going to say, like, no thanks. That does, I am choosing not to have that because it doesn't make me feel great.
Yeah,
It doesn't.
that does not agree with me.
Okay.
And you can be the way. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I'm really not hungry, and that does not sit well with me.
Right, because I've been practicing it for when I'm not hungry and we all go out.
Yeah.
And it.
Here's the thing, Angela. They don't need to know. You could just say, I'm gonna save, I don't want to fill up before breakfast. I appreciate you, but I just want to enjoy my breakfast.
I'm good.
You don't have to, like, a lot of times it's like, it can be so, that's why I'm saying, think about this stuff ahead of time, because it's not like, Angela, would you like some? Well, you know what? I would love to. But I have these food allergies, and there's this list of stuff I can't eat. It just tears my stomach up, and I can't have that. But thank you. Or just be like, I'm not hungry right now. Appreciate you though.
Because I
This is a
was.
good example of, I think my problem is this, but it's really something else.
Yeah. I know, because I was trying to collect data on it. And I was like going through just counting up the drinks, but really, I switched it over to having my ideal day and seeing how many times I had to put up or I had to think about an argument for thoughts that were coming into my head.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the thing, when you change the restriction and can't have conversation around food, and you open up to see what all is still available to you and why you are such a badass for choosing not to eat those things, then it's not like when you finally get to the drink, it's not like, well, finally something I can have and be normal.
Oh, but I like that. I like that. I'm a badass for choosing something that makes me feel good. You
Because I'm
know?
sure these people just got the same allergies you got walking around feeling like shit.
Ah, right.
I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
Does that help?
I think so.
Just work on that conversation.
Yeah, a little practice.
Yes, practice makes perfect.
All
Practice
right.
makes better. What do they say? Not perfect, but
Yeah, they do. They really do.
practice makes progress.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you ready? Here's the Mrs. Roper dress.
Oh my word in heaven.
Right.
I love that.
Then I got the beads.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. And then I thought, one, maybe just one more.
Oh, you can never have too many.
Oh my God, I have the big sunglasses and the big earrings too. I'm ready.
I love that. I love it. All right. Bye. Oh, let's see. I'm actually going out of town to visit my accountability partner this weekend, which is amazing. Yeah, my accountability partners have become like family. And so now we take trips together. I'm going to her house in the Pacific Northwest, where it is cold and not hot like it is here. Anybody else want coaching? Anybody else? If not, we will get out of here. If not, we will get out of here. I'm not gonna make y'all coach. Am coming. I'm flying into Seattle on Thursday. And then, but my friend lives in Quilsing, outside of Quilsing, my accountability partner. And so we will be renting a car and driving over to her. I know I'm gonna be in Quilsing the whole time, though. Oh, it has a casino. Oh my gosh. I'm very excited. We're going whale watching in Port Townsend, where we're going. Oh, you're in Seattle too. Well, darn, I could drive in and go to the Miss Roper party. I wouldn't even have to miss it. Dang. Judith is going. Coach Judith, that used to be a coach here at NoBS, she is going as well. So she's gonna fly from Asheville to Charlotte, which is my airport, and then we'll get on the same plane. We could meet at the casino in Quilsing. That is so funny. Carolyn said the Pacific Northwest will likely be meeting up this weekend. I mean, I wish I could, but she's got us a calendar full of events, and I'm very excited about it. All right. Anyone else want coaching? Going once, going twice. That's all I got, y'all. I know. I wish I could. I wish I could. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your night. Make sure you go check out Becoming the Queen of Your Life camp, because if you come, you get this handy dandy queen. There you go. There's that for you. All right, y'all. Have an amazing rest of your day. go ahead and, you know, if you're going to camp, put your swag in the main Facebook group. Let us see you unbox it. And I will see y'all in the Facebooks and all the places. Bye, y'all.